Students are back to school in Uvalde, Texas today, 3 months after a gunman killed 19 children and two teachers at Robb Elementary School. NPR's Juana Summers, who co-hosts All Things Considered, is back after a trip to Uvalde to see how the community is moving forward. Juana, welcome, and I presume that it's very difficult to do that because people are still in such agony over what happened. What did you learn from speaking to folks?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. This is a community that is still grieving. Families are facing some really challenging choices. And many describe the strain of working to make sure their kids have the best educational options possible, but also wanting to make sure that they stay safe. We spoke with a number of families, and one of them is the family of 10-year-old Lexi Rubio. Lexi was one of the 19 children killed in the shooting at Robb Elementary. And her mother, Kimberly Rubio, talked about what this has been like for their family. They have a number of surviving children who they're now trying to care for and they're going to be sending back to school today.
So the older children are more vocal, telling us what they need or what they're feeling. The little ones, not as much. We need to get in some counseling, but like everything, there's just so much going on that it's just difficult. Sometimes I don't even want to respond to text messages. So the idea of calling around and figuring out who, this can be overwhelming.
And Kimberly Rubio told us that they are sending the majority of their children back to school in person. Since the shooting, they've moved into a new home. And one thing she told us was the reason that she and her husband Felix picked that home is that if a tragedy like this, a shooting like this, were to ever happen again, they think their kids would be able to run home to be able to get back home more quickly. Wow. Their youngest child, who was a student at Robb Elementary that day, they said they're planning to send back in person, but they're leaving the door open to virtual as well.
So for the students and faculty who will be going back in person today, they won't be at the school itself, right? I mean, where will these kids be learning?
Yeah, so many children who attended Robb Elementary and the teachers that educate them will be heading back to a new repurposed school. It's called Uvalde Elementary. It had previously housed a number of other programs, but we spent some time on that campus as a fourth grade teacher, Nicole Ogburn, was setting it up. And they're just trying to make sure that children have all the resources they need. Nicole Ogburn talked to us about some increased security that she was hoping would be in place for that day. But no students will be at Robb again this year.
All right. So speaking of that security, the school district's got this tough job now of making sure that the students and families feel safe when they go back to school. What are they doing about that? And do you think the parents and the teachers are satisfied?
So a number of changes are going to be in place this year. The school district has started putting a number of measures in place, including fences around each public school, adding security cameras, and bringing more than 30 Texas State Troopers onto these school campuses. And as we talk to people in the community, school security is very front and center on everyone's mind. And you get mixed responses on whether this is enough. And for some parents, there's nothing that could be enough right now, and a number of parents have chosen, rather than to send their children back to school in person, to use virtual programs or virtual homeschooling or to send them to private schools. One parent we talked to was Yuri DeLuna. She has two sons, and she's choosing to use a virtual homeschooling program for them.
I'll be honest, the first 2 months were pretty hard, just going to school boards, council meetings, and everything. This last month, we kind of gave up. We stopped going. We decided since the kids weren't going to attend school, you know, we just kept to the side. I know we shouldn't. I know we should keep fighting, but it just seems like an endless story. You know, we're not going to get nowhere.
And Peter, I should point out, she's someone who had a lot of concerns about pulling her sons out of the classroom because of the supports they receive at school. Mm-hmm. But when we visited her, it was the second day of that homeschooling program I mentioned. And she actually said she felt like her children were having a good experience. She felt better about the role she was stepping into as the primary parent, helping them with that homeschooling program.
Do you think there's any, I mean, I'm sure this is a very tough day for many families, but do you think for some families this is a hopeful day at all?
I think in some ways, I think back a lot to something that one of the parents that we talked to told me. She said that she thought it was going to be good in some ways for some of her children to return to school because they'd be able to feel that sense of normalcy, of routine, of those homeworks that if you're a parent, you know your kid has when they go to school, where they go and put on those backpacks and they light up when they see their friends again for the first time. So I think for some parents, there's likely a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety, but also a little bit of hope, too, that this tragedy has consumed this town for 3 months. the idea that something might feel just a little bit familiar for their kids might warm their hearts a little bit too.
Yeah. NPR's Juana Summers, co-host of All Things Considered, has been reporting from Uvalde, Texas. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.